If good things come to those who wait.
Just gotta be really flexible.
Then Alex Marks and his buddy Steen are in for quite a day.
You get that extra sense of satisfaction because you waited and put in your time.
You learn those lessons when living your dream means waiting on the weather.
I think we're under like a gale watch right now, but it's just the fog has really suppressed the surf.
And waiting on the waves.
I mean, if you're gonna surf here, you kind of have to learn how to read, you know, what the weather's gonna do.
He should know. Alex has been surfing around Sheboygan since he was a freshman in high school.
8-9 years.
He still remembers that first time.
It was right over there at First Jetty, little self day in the summer on this like crappy 9-foot board that, you know, we acquired. And actually, I think my brother pushed me into my first wave, and just, it was that. It was like, I want that again.
On this day, the weather eventually clears, and the 41-degree water calls to Alex and Steen. Of course, when you surf in Lake Michigan, even the best days come with challenges.
Freshwater reacts different than salt. It's less buoyant because it doesn't have salt, and then it's just a weaker wave. You know, it's generated from less energy, so you gotta be kind of geared up with the right equipment, you know, to have a good experience here.
In these waters, you need thick skin, sometimes two layers.
I really hate wet wetsuits. There's a point where it just gets too cold. You know, ice will form on your person, you know, too fast. But, and the ice, you know, if that shelf isn't too tall, you know, it's a big hazard. But it's pretty much dependent on the ice. There's no ice, we'll still do it.
But even when they have the right temperatures, surfers don't always have free time.
I go with the flow. College just sort of happened. I'm going for an environmental geography degree.
Still, the surf keeps pulling them back.
People just tend to learn that you're not that reliable. Like, at least in my family circle, if I show up late to Thanksgiving because I was surfing, no one's gonna care.
Skip school, skip work, skip people. They know the drill.
It may sound extreme for a hobby, which is why Alex says his time on the lake is much more than that.
You know, once you're in, you're not getting out because, you know, it's becomes part of you, it's part of your life, it's something you can't just undo or stop doing. There's, you know, people that are 15 all the way up to 65. You know, some of the, like the original guys, they're still getting out here, and then, you know, kind of the newest generations. There's nowhere else you want to be, there's nothing else you're thinking of, you're in that moment, and you just want to go keep grabbing another one and another one, and that's the life.